This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Man, these are tumultuous times. I get the blues so easily. I mean, between, you know, a ravaged border, copper mines, groundwater pumping, and then, you know, to think beyond, out into the world. Oh, my goodness. So anyway, I self-medicate on flora and fauna to cure the blues. And so, and this is spring headed to summer, and birds are mating and nesting, and wild turkey hens are sitting on eggs in an oak woodland. Ms. Mosquito told me she spotted two Swainson's hawks mating. I hope there were two. And it does take two. Anyway, wild desert willows are in full glorious bloom, big-lipped, trumpet-shaped flowers, pink, white, lavender, pick a tree, name the color. Near us, three different species of hedgehog cactus are taking turns blooming, red, magenta, pink. Native pollinators galore are clamoring in and out and over all these blooming plants, from, you know, catclaw mimosa to flowering stalks of bear grass to sotol, and at least once a week, we leave our home and head somewhere, just anywhere. Could be a hike or maybe just a picnic. And these excursions, they're important because they're blues killers. So on one such excursion, we decided to go to water, a stream we can count on, sometimes trickling, sometimes flowing. And it's full of small fish that I try to identify. I don't do it very well. But somewhere I had read that there's a fish called the Mexican stone roller, and it occurs in this particular woodland stream that we so love. And man, I want to see a Mexican stone roller. And so we parked by that stream on that day. We parked in the shade of oaks and cypress and juniper and ponderosa pines and sycamores, and the water was low and ran over some flat, smooth rocks. Small fish that I couldn't identify darted about shallow pools. "Whoa, wait a second. What's that big fish?" I shouted to Ms. Mosquito. "He must be 4 inches, 5 inches long. And where did it go?" It had dark fins. I jumped from rock to rock, searching. It was hiding under algae and sycamore leaves. "What are you?" I slopped into the water. You know, my boots are waterproof, but not when you go on, over the top. Oh, my, but with great stealth, I photographed that fish, blue dots on its head, a dark band on its dorsal fin. It was a Mexican stone roller in full mating regalia, a male Mexican stone roller. Heart be still, a Mexican stone roller in the water. Oh, man. The stone roller part of the name comes from the males excavating these little depressions in the gravel in that stream, you know, moving pebbles with their head and mouth. And that certainly impresses the female, who must also love his dark fin and those blue dots, which are actually bumps called tubercles. "Love your cool blue tubercles," she says, as she moves into this elongate nest to spawn. She deposits eggs. The male fertilizes them in that fish-sized depression. Then he hangs around, guarding them until they hatch, and tiny Mexican stone rollers swim out into a new life in a borderlands mountain stream. Oh, my, oh, my. The scientific name is Campostoma ornatum. Campostoma is a combination of two Greek words meaning curved mouth. Ornatum means beauty, especially if you're into blue tubercles and dark fins. Wow, a Mexican stone roller in a borderland stream. You talk about curing the blues. Oh, my, oh, my. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.